Australia. How are you going? How are you going? I hope you're all right. It is Tuesday, March 5, all day. Oh, geez. This is NBA Australia. I am your host, James Clements. You can also see me hosting the AFL Today show or the Supercoach AFL show. All the good stuff. You can also see my ugly mug on Fox Sports Live NBA. I'm here in the CodeBet Studios, a.k.a. the James Clements Excellence in Podcasting Memorial Studio. Just here, just to do what we usually do on NBA Australia. A bit of a whip around all things NBA with a bit of Australia thrown in. Today, we've got some signings, we've got some injuries, we've got a Kings meltdown. Never trust the Kings. What are you doing? The Lakers, OKC, it's all going on. A huge comeback from the Bucks. Cover all that in the game wraps. I've got that's the knife, all mate, no mate, smarter than I, better than Lonzo Ball, got some yenas. Now, popular opinion of the day in Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up a flame grilled take. And we'll have a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. Why is that, Jim? Because Duop Reef went sick. That's right. The Great Barrier Reef goes bang. So guess what? He's going to pop up in that one. And then we'll pick and preview all the games tomorrow. Very quick one today because I've got to get out of here. And this is my third show of today. So your mate Jim's just a bit goosed, I'll tell you. Either way, it'll be fun because we're just hanging out. Having a good time, aren't we? You better believe it. All right, without further ado, let's get into it. Episode 1046 of NBA Australia. Let's go! Woo!
This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Good bloke, Jingles. I'll tell ya.
Watch out for the shark attack.
Ah, you better. I know he's out there hanging out with like college players and stuff. Good on Shaq. Just seems like a good hang. You know, he's got a bit of a vibe about him, does our man Shaq. He also has those moments where you're like, that is staggeringly large amounts of self-reflexivity, which I appreciate. But also, just like a good dude. Also, I don't know. Let's start today's show the way we start every show here in NBA Australia with the daily. Whoosh, that's right, the whip around. I did figure out that we have the button on this one here in the studio. But I can't play it at the same time as one of the other ones. So, good job by me. Right, let's start it off with some news. Donovan Mitchell copped a platelet-rich injection to the knee. Can I just get one of those for my body? Everything hurts, Gerald. He's over there, producer Gerald, just hanging out in the corner, just going, stop talking to me, Jim, I'm working. But a platelet-rich injection to the knee just to treat his bone bruise. I think, I don't know, just I could use one for my shoulder, my heel, my head, my fingy, which is still screwed. She's all right. I'm actually getting this off tomorrow. That'll be fun. See how wonky it is. That's going to be fun. If you're watching on the YouTube, that's right. We're doing NBA Australia on YouTube every day. Video. It's great. I'm doing the stand-up. I love the stand-up vibe. It's a lot more energy. I'm moving around. I'm feeling good. Not sitting there falling asleep at the end of the day after a whole big raft of NBA action. So Donnie Mitchell is out for the next three games at the very least. And it's one of those things, Cleveland are sort of cruising without him. This is the good thing when you've got Darius Rucker, Judy Garland, right? You've got the inbuilt redundancy of two very good ball-handling guards that you can just go, right, well, if we have a bit of a vague idea of a timeline, we're okay. Speaking of injuries and knees, Action Brunson. That's right, Jalen Brunson. It's just a knee bruise. Is this the best possible news Knicks fans have copped since, I don't know, Isaiah Thomas was quitting? Maybe. Donnie Walsh was taking over to make them vaguely respectable. This is great because the Knicks season felt like it was going to be over pending what was going on with Brunson's knee. But he sort of wanged his knee up against, I think, Isaiah Hartenstein. Hello. And now it's sort of cruising along. They had the x-rays. They were negative. So it's a knee bruise. Hopefully Action Brunson is back very soon. Love that for the Knicks. Love it. Rusty Westbrook, however, has had surgery on his hand. He's hoping to be back before the playoffs. Sort of a weird one for the Clippers. Talk about inbuilt redundancies. They do have like a billion, like, either MVPs, former MVPs, ball handlers. They can just go, hey, Bones, go do something. He's like, all right, bro. So Rusty had the surgery on the hand. Hopefully he's okay, but Do the Clippers really need Russell Westbrook at this point? Oh, he does a great job running the second unit. He also just like launches a million fucking shots and barely hits any of them. Ish Wainwright. The big news today. No, not really. Ish Wainwright is going back to the Suns. I actually don't like this news because it basically means that, yeah, they're not taking on Patty Mills to pair him up with his good mate Kevin Durant. That sucks. He goes back to Phoenix on a two-way. Does Ish Wainwright after getting waived by Portland? Quinton Jackson, he's got a two-way with Indy. It's 10 days and two ways. We're going all out with the 10 days and two ways. That sounds like the title of something you might have watched back in the day. Jamui Ramsey, one of the great names, and Mohamedou Gayou, both on 10 days with the Raptors as well. Dylan Windler, remember him? He's on a 10-day with the Hawks. And my new favorite player, Alex Fudge. Don't know if they call him the Packer, but anyway, two-way with Dallas. Should have signed Patty, Mavs. I'm just saying. You've completely missed a trick there. Kelly Olynyk, oh, the hoosiery. He's got a big, nice extension with Toronto as well. $26.5 million for the next 2 years. Not bad for the hoser. Not bad. So there's been lots of signings. Obviously, still no news on Patty Thrills, Patty Mills, which stinks. But lots of two-ways and 10 days being used. All right. We got some other news. Dallas, they've got a dude named Luka Doncic. Boston, they got a dude named Jason Tatum. Is it a soft J? Who knows? They were the Western and Eastern Conference Players of the Month, respectively. They averaged, oh, I don't know, pretty lazy, 33.4 points, 9.6 rebounds, and 10.3 assists for Luka. And Tatum, 27.2 points, 8.9 rebounds, 6.7 assists. That's pretty bloody good. Not bad. The Mavs went 8-3 in February. The Celtics went 9-1. It's pretty good. I feel like they hadn't lost for a month, the Celtics, but might have been just at the start of Feb. Either way, good times, great memories. You also had Victor Wembanyama and Brandon Spindles Miller, the rookies of the month. And your coaches of the month were Eric Spoelstra and Steve Kerr. Oh, yeah, not bad, man, not bad. Players of the week, that was LeBron James and Jaylen Brown. So, sure. It's such a weird kick in the dick every time. It's like, hey, you're player of the week, but we're also going to announce player of the month. So you were not as good as this guy, but you were good for a week. It's like, thanks a lot. Nice. Let's do some quick game wraps. Game wraps. That's right. A bunch of games today. There were six of varying fun. I'll tell you what. The Kings completely shit the bed. Brooklyn just fucking took their playoff chances, went, don't care, bang, and just booted it out the window like fucking, I don't know. Let's say Darren Bennett roosting a big fucking torp. Right, let's start with the Memphis-Brooklyn game because what a horror show this was for Nets and the Nets fans, all four of them. 106, the Grizzlies. That's right, the Memphis Hustle. Quite literally, not even Jaren Jackson Jr. playing in this game. They literally started Luke Kennard, the Duckman, and John Conker, a backup. Two actual NBA players. Vince Williams Jr. is a fucking weapon. Don't get me wrong. But jeez, this was horrible. The Nets are shit. This was shit by a shit team playing like shit who delivered a shit game. They're shit. Seriously, it looked good early and then just they could never pull away. And Memphis got over the top of them and then just fucking strangled the life out of them. Brooklyn, you should be ashamed of yourselves. This was atrocious. The Grizzlies are not trying to win, and you lost to them at home while your playoff hopes are on the fucking ropes, you idiots. Jesus. Anyway, Mikal Bridges, what a leader. 14 points on 4 of 14 shooting. Gross. Then he should have M. German Rondo and 13 points on 13 shots. Are you noticing a pattern of inefficiency?
I think you might be.
9 points for Dorian Finney-Smith, 18 for Cam Johnson. At least he fucking did all right. 6 of 15 shooting. That's still shit. Like, they just were shit. Lonnie Walker. Like, you can't even blame Cam Thomas and Ben Simmons for this one because neither of them played. But Jesus. Take a long, hard look at yourself, Brooklyn, and then fold your franchise and move it to Seattle. Memphis, it was literally the Luke Kennard, the Duckman show. He had 25 points, went 6 of 9. Nice. From 3. 7 assists as well. Did it all. He was great. 14 for Jake LaRavia with 10 rebounds. They out-rebounded them 50-33. This is a bunch of G-leaguers and two-way dudes. What a fucking horror show this was for the Nets. Your shit, fuck off. Brooklyn now 24 and 37, 21 and 41 for the Grizzlies. It's almost at the Nets level. Nets level, baby. Milwaukee, it's Algonquin for the good land. It was today because they came back and curb-stomped the Clippers. 113-106, a 40-25 fourth quarter. Massive comeback. No Giannis Antetokounmpo up against Paul George and Kawhi. James Harden, Paul George, Kawhi, all playing. Clippers on a back-to-back. Just completely ran out of gas. And the Bucks had a fully armed and operational Damian Lillard, who went for 41-4-4. 28 for Fightin' Bobby Portis. Fightin' around the world. With 16 rebounds for Fightin' Bobby Portis as well. Not bloody bad. The Clippers, yeah, this was just like classic. We're playing on a back-to-back. Oh, God, we've completely run out of energy. Paul George had his best game in a little while. 29 points, 5 rebounds, a couple of steals, went 6-10 from 3. 29 for Harden with 8 assists. He hit 5-10 from 3. They went 16-40 from downtown as a team. It was kind of Kawhi who let him down. 16 points, 1 point in the fourth quarter where they got completely fucking steamrolled. 6-19 shooting. Brutal. 10-8 from 3. Either way, the Bucks, look, they got the 41 from Dame. Pat Bev was unreal. 4 steals, 12 points, 9 rebounds, weapon, absolute junkyard dog. He and Portis were huge. Just showing that fucking hat. And you know that Pat Bev was just like, I fucking hate these guys. And off he went. Great win by the Bucks. They're now 41-21. 6 in a row for them. And the Clippers now 39-21. And sort of just like having these moments where you're like, what is going on with this team? You know, it's weird. Portland put up a fight against the Timberwolves, as I predicted on yesterday's show, 119-114. Lose by 5. But the Great Barrier Reef, doo-wop, doo-wop, ba-ba, doo-wop, shibba-da-ba, doo-wop. Off he went. Songbird of my generation. 26 for doo-wop. He and Anthony Penny Simons just going hammer and tongs. He had 34-14, did Penny. It just wasn't enough. The Wolves, even on a back-to-back, way too good, way too big. Sort of just got up, stayed up. That's what you do sometimes when you're playing a shit team. You had Chris Murray with 14 points, 18 for Delano Banton, and not much else. But Duop was unreal. 5 of 6 from 3, 10 of 14 from the floor. I did a post about it on NBA Australia. Go check it out. And the Wolves, you had 25 for Rudy Gobert, the Stafford Tower, with 16 boards and 3 blocks. You had 19 for Mike Conley. Nicky Alexander-Walker had 13, and you had 14 for Karl Anthony Towns. He shot 5 of 12 and 0 of 3 from 3. Ant-Man didn't did he come off the bench? What the hell? What was going on there? He was sick or something, wasn't he, I think? Yeah. So it might have been a bit of a, what are we doing here, bro? What are we doing? Just sort of trying stuff. Let's find out what was going on with that. Anthony Edwards, what happened there? It's weird. No one's entirely sure. Crazy, bizarre. Maybe they just started a couple of dudes. Oh, he got there. He was delayed. He's probably taking a dump. I love this. I lost track of time. I was doing resistance band work. He was taking his shit. Let's all be honest. Good on you, Ant-Man. Good win for the Wolves. They're now 43-19. Blazers now 17-43. The Wolves, it's like this is a really good game just to sort of go out and kick the shit out of, like, you know, a bad team. And sort of just sneak out the win eventually. Like, the Blazers just wouldn't fuck off. But, like, to keep them at arm's length and win this when you're half sort of trying, it's pretty impressive. So good job by Minnesota. Minnesota-y. Washington absolutely gave up the ghost against the Wizards. I mean, against the Yaz. It's a soft J. 127-115. Utah just fucking ran over the top of them. 24. We were watching this game in the office. Washington were up, like, 12. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. You're like, nah, watch them screw this up, and boom, 24-point turnaround. Bags had 6-9. Nice. You had 23, 5, and 8 for Kuzma, 21 for Trey Jones, and then you had 32 for Jordan Poole off the bench, 6-10 threes. Not enough because this team does not play any defense, and also they shot 42% as a team. Denny Avdija, 16-11. He had 5 turnovers. Absolutely brutal. But on the other side, you had the Utah Jazz, 38 for Jordan Jeremy Clarkson off the bench with 10 rebounds and 7 assists. Yeesh, 29 for the Sex Man, Colin Sexton with 7 assists as well. And John Collins, that's a tall cocktail, 17-15. No Larry Markkanen, absolute chaos gear that the Jazz came back and won this game. The Wizards are shit. What are you going to do? They're 9-52. Jazz 28 and 34. Just to be honest, pretty funny gear. Like, what are you morons doing? The Jazz go 16 of 40 from three and just sneak this out. It's just, oh, God, Washington. Did you have them plus 5.5, Jim?
Yes.
Did you feel confident? Never. For the Jazz, that is just, it's a good win. Good on them. We had the John Sammons Bowl in Chicago go in and absolutely pants the Kings down the stretch. The Kings, you could say there's 113-109 this game. And if you were wondering, hey, geez, Jim, that's not very good, is it? It's like, no, because it means Sacramento, after taking a 109-107 lead, didn't score for the last 2.5 minutes of this game. They were, in fact, up like 108-100, I think, at one point, 106-100. Yeah, that's a 13-3 run to close it out. And I believe it was even bigger than that, like to the point where it was like a pretty epic, like 18-point lead that they had at one point, and you're like, oh, Sacramento, this is why we can't trust you. This is why we'll never trust you. They're up 22 points in this game, completely fucking cooked it, shit right down their leg in the fourth quarter down the stretch to the point where they're inbounding a ball after a timeout with still a bit of a chance to win this game and threw it straight out of bounds with a timeout still in hand. What are you doing, Sacramento? Now, we did get asked the other day, is this Mike Brown just his sheer incompetence rearing its ugly head? I wasn't convinced a week ago. I'm starting to get fucking convinced. Because wow, do they keep fucking up in just stupid fashion. Keep an eye on the Kings. They stink. They suck. Stop fucking up. You're breaking my heart. For the Kings, God, they were bad. 18 and 21 with 4 assists for Sabonis, the Souvlaki King. Oh, yeah, combination of meat, thanks, tomatoes. Cheers, mate. 20 for De'Aaron Fox. He shot 8 of 16. His 3 that basically would have given them the lead again right down the stretch was like halfway down, and then it came back out. Not ideal, bro. Sounds like me after about 87 tins. 11-6-4 for Keegan Murray. 1 of 5 from 3. If they get more production out of him, Harrison Barnes, 10 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. What are you doing, Black Falcon? And Kevin fucking what? I had 12. Malik Monk had a rough one too. 4 of 12 shooting for his 11 points. The Bulls, though, Kobe White goes bang, 37 points, 7 assists. It's a new career high for him. 5 of 9 from downtown. Oh, I love him. I love you. I'm like Joey Muzz is with Jason Tatum, but with Kobe White. I'm just like, Kobe, I fucking love you, man. Do you want to watch the town? Hey, Kobe, do you want to come watch the town with me? We'll just fucking hang out, man. We'll just watch the town, bro. It's the fucking best movie ever, man. I love Joey Muzz. 33 for DeRozan there. 20 for DeSounmu as well. They just fucking stomped the Kings down the stretch. Nikola Vucevic with the 10 and 13. I've said this time and time again. Nikola Vucevic is just like, you're the most Sacramento King, like, ever. But you're on the Bulls, so weird. Anyway, 50% from the floor they shoot. The Kings get to 44. They go 11 to 37 from three. Bulls went 11 to 32. They had 17 turnovers, the Kings. Cannot trust them as far as you can fucking throw them. Kobe was so wildly efficient in this one. He goes 14 of 19 to go with the 5 and 9 from downtown. I fucking love his game. When he's on one, he's electric. He played 44 minutes in this and just fucking went, yeah, it's cool. De'Aaron Fox, many would say that you're a better version of me, but fuck you, which is unreal. And then finally we had the Lakers. The Lakers run over the top of the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's right. It was a weird game. It was a fun game. So this was the ESPN game today, and you saw a bunch of it. The Thunder just could not get going on offense. And it's like one of those ones where Josh Giddey has an okay one as well, right? Doesn't play too badly, but it just felt like the Lakers could kind of do whatever the fuck they wanted. And because D'Lo was on one. He had 26 with 4 steals and went 5-11 from 3. He had 24-12-4 for AD. LeBron chucked in a 19-11-8. And away they went, right? Like the Thunder, they only got the 20 from SGA. He had 4 steals and 2 blocks. Weapon. He only shot 5 of 13, though. They just fucking choked him out. Giddey with the 13, 5, and 4, 15, and 7 for Chet. This is a team on a back-to-back. it was just a bit brutal. 116-104, the Lakers win it. And they moved to 34-29. Thunder slipped to 42-19. They shot under 40% for the game. You had 15-39 from three. You still got two threes from Wiggins. You got 7 points from Cason Wallace with three steals. But wow, the Lakers get what? 19 from LeBron, and it didn't matter because they got 16 from Reeves, a 7 assists as well, 14 from Torian the Red Bull Prince. He hit 4 threes, and just their big gun stepped up. When D'Lo scores, and you also have like a bit of AD gear, God, it makes it tough. Good win by the Lakers. Good stuff overall. Right, let's do an NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Dame! He goes bang. 41-4-4. Without Giannis, 4-9 from three. You love to see that. 12-22 from the floor as well. And Kobe. Kobe White, I told you. I love you, Kobe. I love you, man. 37 points, a brand new career high. But come on, we're going to give it to the great Barry O'Rith, a.k.a. the greatest Aussie big man since Andy Bogut was out there throwing his bloody big rig around. Better than Aaron Baines, Jim. Maybe. Maybe. The Great Barrier Reef is a fucking weapon. I love him. The 26 career high for him. Kobe White, career high for him for 37. Awesome gear. But Dame, I do wonder if this is a pretty good attempt from the Bucks to go, yeah, Dame, just cut sick, mate. Just be Dame, bro. Just, we trust you. We know that you're good. Just have at it, buddy. Just have at it. And he's like, yeah, fucking, you're not wrong. I am Dame Lillard. Check this out. 41 points in your head. Bang! Love to see it. Who was Spud of the night? Ooh. Spud of the night. I want to say, it's very much like my parents. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. It's 4-14 for Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges, hello. 2-8 from three. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 turnovers. This Memphis game is a game that you cannot fucking lose. Mikal Bridges, are you a star? He's like, I don't know. Dude, he had fucking 38 odd or whatever it was against Atlanta like fucking 2 days ago. Absolutely horrible gear from Brooklyn. If you have any sense of fucking leadership, there is no way you let this team of actual legitimate NBA players lose to this fucking team of legit actual G-leaguers. What are you fucking doing, mate? Wow. I'm just fucking, ugh. It's gross. Mikal Bridges. Again, not angry. I'm just disappointed. He's spud of the night. It's also because no one went and shot, I think, the magical number today, which is a goddamn shame. But you do get that on the big job sometimes, don't you? I guess. Better check. Doesn't look like it. Did we have any close run ones? No. But either way, Mikal Bridges. Yeah, also Malik Beasley go 2 of 11. And it was also a really good, oh, yeah, that's another star. Kawhi Leonard. I mean, the one point in the fourth quarter on 0-4 shooting. They got outscored 40-25. It's a back-to-back. You get that on the big jobs when you're a veteran, I guess. Without Giannis, without Middleton, 16 points and 6-19 shooting. Just an off night. But we did have Dan Drosher also point out that that was one of the greatest lineups for Spud of the Night in history. Yesterday, where we were talking Steph Curry, Fat Man Who Badly Clean, where you had a very horrible James Harden game. And then you have a Tyrese Halliburton spud of the night. You've got Mike Conley and you've got big booty Kyle Lowry. Like it's all going on at that point. That's like an incredible lineup of spuds of the night. Seriously. Curry, former MVP. Harden, former MVP. Halliburton, probably a first team guard if he hadn't gotten injured this year. Mike Conley, awesome. Big booty Kyle Lowry, NBA champion. All spuds of the night yesterday. Not bloody bad. All right, what about old mate? No mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? I do wonder if it's Mike Brown, where you do get to a point of like, we love him, but there's some questions to be asked here. Also, Giannis, a bit of an old mate, no mates, he's your fucking mate. Dame Lillard, when he goes and goes, oh, yeah, this is, look at me, I'm the captain now. This is my team. Fuck you, Giannis. And Giannis is like, what did I do? This sucks. Dame going, yeah, I'm still fucking Dame Lillard, whipping out his big old schlong, throwing on the table, beating the Clippers almost by himself. Pretty bloody good. With Pat Bev and Bobby Portis running around like absolute mad dogs. You love to see that, but Jesus, Giannis. Pantsing of the night. Yeah, that was the Clippers. They got absolutely pantsed by the Bucks then, but also so did the Kings by the Bulls. That is an absolute massive pantsing. Get a hold of yourself. Jesus. Finally, better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. This is just a rehash because it's Duop Reef again. 26 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block. You legend. 5 of 6 from 3, 10 of 14 from the floor. But also Kobe White. Just an absolute legendary gear. 14 of 19, 5 of 9 from 3, 37 points, 7 assists and 5 rebounds. Both better than Lonzo Ball. Don't ever forget that Kobe White was the 7th pick in the 2019 draft. And Duop, undrafted, mate. Unbloody drafted. Anybody could have had him. Now he's out there fucking crushing it. Righto, let's do some yeah nahs right after I figure out where this next button is to do the thing. Yeah, we can press this one. I think it's this. Go, Jim, go.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadee.
This is Darryl McDonald.
Hey guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on? This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington, or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. Let's do some yeah nahs. Brought to you by the NBA Australia Shop. Get your merch, get your merch. Yeah, NBAAustralia.com/shop. Click through on the socials and away you bloody go. We had Stats Boy sent through a couple of yeah nahs. The T-Wolves aren't the real deal, Jim. Not sure they'll finish the season off strongly and could slip below the Nuggets and the Clippers. Yeah, nah. It's a good question. I'm going to say nah. I believe they will actually be okay down the stretch. If Ant-Man can figure out his shit-taking like schedule, then we're all good. And away they go. I think that Denver might just sort of put this into cruise control at some point during this month. And I feel like the Clippers might as well. Like they'll have a bit of adjustment to the Rusty thing, which I'll talk about in a second. But the Wolves, look, yesterday was shit. Today, not a wildly convincing game against Portland, but at the same time, they've still got a lot of weapons. A lot of size, a lot of weapons. They should be okay. The Clippers look strong. They'll be fine without Westbrook to finish up a chunk of the season. Yeah, nah, yeah, they'll be all right. Like, Rusty did at least give them, like, a bit of structure in what they were doing with the second unit, and it was always pretty easy to go, all right, cool, we've got either Harden or Westbrook out there at most times. That's fine. And away we go. Now it gets a little bit hairier, but at the same time, you can also just go, well, we've got James Harden to run most of it, and that's probably better. So I think they'll be okay. There might be a little bit of slippage, though, from the Clippers as they sort of just go, right, well, we kind of got to keep everybody fresh. We don't really care about seeding. So Scotty B, he sent in, every time I start feeling good about Dallas, they drop a couple they should have won. Yeah, nah, yeah, this is the Dallas experience, Scotty. You know that. It is such a wildly inconsistent team that it's a bit silly. And then, unpopular opinion of the day. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Ben Simmons. This is a combination stats guy sent through this year. Now, Ben Simmons on the bench again. Boomer's hopes and NBA improvement looks absolutely cooked. Yeah, nah. Unpopular opinion of the day. Yeah. I'm just, like, it sits badly with me to be like, oh, Ben Simmons cooked. If we had seen any fucking hint that this guy actually cares about basketball, I'd be like, nah, he's going to be fine. Instead, what we've seen is, oh, he's got another back nerve impingement. You don't fuck with backs. We know that. Nerve impingement's not great. But also, you get engaged to Maya Jama, like, you're going to get your fucking back smashed out. This is how it goes, right? She's going to ruin your shit. Have you seen her? You got no one to blame but yourself, Benny. No one to blame but yourself. Right. What about Outback Steakhouse, though, Jim? Come on. Press the button, mate. Press the button. Well, I will once I actually figure out where it is. Ha ha! Where is that one? Let's do it. It is there. It's Tuesday at Outback, and you know what that means. Oh, yeah. Tell you what, walking into work today, just grabbed a couple of bloody smashed possums off the ground, chucked them in my bag, saving them for later. Get them home, chuck them under the grill, boom, grilled possum only at Outback. It's a bit gamey, bit maggoty, but she'll be right. Goes great with a flame grill take, and today's flame grill take is Ben Simmons isn't injured. He's just quiet quitting. He's like, oh, I love trends. I'm so on trend. I'm going to rock up to work and get paid but not do any of my fucking work. Quiet quitting. It's the Ben Simmons way. Also, there's a great story out there about Spencer Haywood hanging out with Kevin Durant, a bit of a sneaky, and he's dropping some breadcrumbs about the Sonics and KD's return. I'm all over it. So here it is. KD returning to the Sonics to finish out his career is the only way for the Snake to leave a lasting good legacy in the NBA and save his image as something other than a journeyman superstar who glommed onto two bullshit rings that he barely earned despite winning two finals MVPs. Only at Outback. To be honest, slate clean if KD brings it home with the Sonics. Just saying. All right, let's keep pummeling through all this because we're going to get out of here. We're going to go do the NBA Australia Australian Player Watch. Obviously, no Box Hill Benny against the Memphis Grizzlies today. Because he's got that bung nerve heart. Duop, as mentioned, 26-3 with one assist, one steal, and one block. Amazing game for him. 10 of 14 from the floor, 5 of 6 from 3. No Aussie Matty T in this one, though. He set that one out. And I was trying to find the reason before, and I couldn't find it. So let's have a quick look. Yeah, the Blazers didn't have Scoot, DeAndre Ayton, Tumani Kamara, Jeremiah Grant, Malcolm Brogdon, Shaden Sharp, Robert Williams, and Matty T. Brutal. Anyway. As for the other Aussies, it was just a bit of Josh Giddey. Yep. 13 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and a block, and 3 turnovers in 29 minutes. 6 of 10 from the floor and 1 of 2 from 3. Tough loss, though, for the Thunder. Get that on the big jobs, though. And the great moment in NBA Australia stat history, we don't have that drop on this board, I'm pretty sure. Let me just check. I don't believe so. No. But either way, it is Duop Reith, because this is an auspicious date, because he's got a new career fucking high. So in terms of Duop and what he's done before this game today, he's actually had like a sneakily awesome season. And as I mentioned, quite literally on yesterday's show, right? He has these games where he just sort of starts pulling double-digit scoring games in back-to-back games, right? So three games, four games, sort of bits and bobs. And he's done bloody well. So in terms of his high-scoring outing before today, he had 25 points against Sacramento back on Boxing Day, right? He had 25-9. Beats that today. That is a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. The Great Barrier Reef, son! The Grim Reether! That's right, the Rim Reether! Doo-wop, ba-ba-doo-wop, ba-ba-da-bop, doo-wop, shee-ba-da-ba-doo-wop, the Grim Reether! You love it. Right, what about the Penny Mills Game Day Ball or Game Day Twitter check-in? Do I even have that somewhere here? I don't even think I do. Really got to fix that board, don't I? Yes, Jim, you do. You keep fucking saying that you will and you never do the bloody thing. Yes, I know. What do we got? We've got a bit of Rock'em Sock'em Block'em Jock'em Landau. Yes, new post from Jock. Looking good. Oh, there you go. There was that awesome one where he was putting the banner up in there in St. Mary's, which I forgot to bang on about. But there's just a really nice one from Jock of him getting a coffee. Cool. And then a really nice view of where he's gone for a bit of a walk. Looks like he's in Phoenix. Anyway, probably is because that's where they played on the weekend, wasn't it? Righto, let's do some game previews. Game previews, game previews. Thanks, Inadvertent Bane. Not a problem, Jim. We've got nine games tomorrow. Orlando take on Charlotte. The Magic should kick the shit out of the Charlotte Hornets. They are 8.5-point favorites, the Magic. I'm going to take that in a heartbeat. I like the Magic. They're one of the best teams at just covering. Just get the goddamn job done. That's what they do. Cleveland take on Boston. That's right. The Celtics riding an 11-game win streak. The Cavs without Donny Mitchell. I think that clarity is actually important. I think they can cover this 7.5-point spread at home. They've got the size in Mobley and Allen, Garland, the shooting. I think they can make this a game. Let's see it happen. We kind of need them to. I just want them to. Boston, stop running over the top of people. Give me Cleveland plus 7.5. New Orleans minus 8.5 in Toronto. The Raptors without Scoob. Emmanuel Quickley has been very handy sort of filling in, etc. But yeah, I'm going to take the Pelicans to run over the top of the Raptors at home. Minus 8.5. Detroit go to Miami. I'm going to take the Pistons plus 12.5. Miami have got a bit of a weird sort of setup where they don't tend to cover too many games with big, big lines. So I'm going to take Detroit plus 12.5 just to sort of stick close between Cade, Jade, Jaden, and Jalen Duren. It's not a Cade, Jalen, Jaden. Wow. It's not a ADEs. Give me Detroit plus 12.5. The Knickerbockers take on Atlanta. The Hawks just lost back-to-back games to the Nets. I'm not going to trust them against a Knicks team without Brunson, or am I? I think I'm going to have to. The Knicks are just probably a little bit too beaten down, so I'm going to take Atlanta plus 3.5. If Brunson plays, taking New York. Philly, they go to Brooklyn. Brooklyn were absolute shithouse today. So we're going Philly. Because fuck that. There's no way I'm picking the Nets. Philly, Tobias Harris goes bang over the Nets. Minus 1.5. San Antonio going to Houston. It's a battle of Texas. Plus 7.5 to Spurs. You might think, well, Houston have beaten Phoenix in the last little bit. San Antonio have looked pretty bloody good out of nowhere. Smoked Indy the other day. Give me San Antonio plus 7.5 to at least keep it close. Dallas host Indy. This was a just chaotic loss by the Mavs last week to Indy. I'm going to take the Mavs minus 4.5. Indy have just been a very, very sort of wobbly team over the last week or so. Give me the Mavs. And then Denver host Phoenix. Suns in four. What a great game that was. Series. Denver minus 9.5. Booker, ankle injury. Beal. Who knows if he's going to play? KD, sure. Denver have got the horses to cover him. I'm going Denver minus 9.5 at home. And there you go. This might be one of the quickest shows we've ever done. Not bloody bad. Makes a big difference when you're walking around in the studio, G. Beautiful building. But either way, that's it for today. We're back on deck tomorrow, as per usual. In the meantime, though, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, IG, YouTube. That's right. You can watch this one every day now. We are all over the socials. You can also see the AFL Today show. That's what I host. We have a lot of AFL preseason gear. It is not a podcast just yet, so go check it out on YouTube. You're going to have to search AFL Today show Australia season preview, preseason stuff. But you can check it out. It's very, very good. And man, Gerald has done a lot of work on it, so get around it. You can also get around the Cricket Today show. Wait, Cricket Today podcast and the Football Today podcast. They cover cricket and soccer. Also, NFL Australia with myself and Gaz. Chuck a review and rating for all of those on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, whatever app you're using the Android phone. It really does help. Don't make me come and find you and fight you, because I will. Get around NBAAustralia.com and get some merch. Buy a hoodie, buy a t-shirt, buy a stubby holder, get a coffee mug. Go on. Big thanks always go to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Check out House Hats, Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinated, Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Grand, and Dozers. They're behind all the tunes you hear on NBA Australia. Smash them all on Bandcamp, Triple J on Earth, Facey, Apple Music, Spotify. Remember, NBA Australia, support Australian bands. And that's it. No skit at the end, because I got to get the fuck out of here. And we will catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, look after yourselves, would ya? And later on tonight!